I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and CRWay Media. Here's today's news. Well, let's start off with some good news. The first baby of the year was born at Northern Inua Hospital. Well, maybe not the first in the world, but of 2025 for NIHD, was born at 10:39 p.m. on New Year's Day, weighing 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Caden is the son of Vanessa Garcia Morris and Corey Morris of Ridgecrest. Head on out to steerwave.net or our Facebook page to see beautiful pictures of this family together. Congratulations to you all. Well, as 2025 begins, consider planning a visit to Death Valley National Park. That's right, fee-free days and good stargazing periods can all be ideal times to plan a visit to the 5,000 square mile desert park. Death Valley National Park is recognized internationally as the Gold Tier Dark Sky Park. The park is far enough away from cities to have little light pollution. There's extremely dry climate, which means clouds are unlikely to block your view of the sky. With a little advanced planning, scheduling a visit during a crescent or new moon phase will maximize how many stars are visible. Park rangers do night sky talks most Friday and Saturdays through March. Ranger programs are posted at nps.gov/DEVA about 2 weeks in advance. Death Valley can provide a relatively warm winter destination in December and January. The bottom of Death Valley has an average daily high of, well, it's in the mid-60s, with overnight lows dipping at about 40 degrees Fahrenheit on average. Typical weather in spring and fall ranges from 50 to 90 degrees. October through April are ideal for camping and hiking at the lower elevations. The 2025 free entrance days are January 9th, which is the remembrance for President Jimmy Carter, January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, April 19th, the first day of the National Park Week, June 19th, National Independence Day, August 4th, Great American Outdoors Act Signing Day, September 27th, the National Public Lands Day, and November 11th, which is Veterans Day. All of these days can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors met today and made the following changes to the Board of Supervisors meeting schedule. They canceled the January 15th special meeting, scheduled a regular meeting for January 21st, and canceled the January 28th regular meeting. The Mona County Board of Supervisors has announced the closure of all county offices this Thursday, January 9th, in recognition of the National Day of Mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. All county offices will be closed, with normal business operations resuming on Friday, January 10th. A National Day of Mourning is a period, often a single day officially established by the government, to honor and remember the death of a significant public figure. Purpose: it's a time for the nation to collectively reflect and pay respects to the deceased individual's contributions and impact. Observance: while not a mandatory federal holiday, it is customary for government offices, businesses, and schools to close or adjust their schedules. Examples: National Days of Mourning have been declared for past presidents such as Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, and more recently, George H.W. Bush, and now Jimmy Carter. From the Inyo National Forest, as part of a region-wide hiring effort, Inyo National Forest is hiring entry-level positions for temporary and permanent seasonal wildland fire from January 6th through the 27th. Inyo Fire Management staff will also be attending several in-person recruitment events taking place this month in California. These recruitment events will offer you the chance to connect with regional fire staff, get application help, and learn about the benefits of working with the Forest Service. The jobs are permanent seasonal forest aid technician, fire GS 3 and 4, temporary forest aid GS 3, and temporary forest technician GS 4. For more information on hiring tips, well, if you want to visit the links, they're easier to get by going to sierrawave.net or on our Facebook page. If you desire to work in the Inyo National Forest while applying for these jobs, be sure to add the following locations: Lone Pine, Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, Lee Vining, and Independence. I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Thank you for listening. We are the local community's news.